We have been analysing the context at the request of the Secretary-General over the past several days. We have met with the two parties in Havana. We've met with other representatives from other political forces in the country. And at the end of this exercise, we feel that the response that Colombian society has given to what has been undoubtedly a fairly serious crisis has been mature, it's been balanced. It includes a continuation of the ceasefire, which is obviously a critical element. It also includes opening a debate with the representative from those who voted no, but also those who voted yes, and other citizens of Colombia. And finally, it has included a decision to continue with a number of humanitarian measures that should be beneficial for local communities, particularly in those conflict areas. So basically, we feel that a difficult crisis has found a positive response, and we think that positive response deserves the support of the international community.
What is the UN mission in Colombia doing right now, and what are the next steps?
Well, right now, the mission has been involved over the past several days, together with the government and the FARC, in producing a new design for the verification of the ceasefire. The ceasefire has been reaffirmed by both sides, but we needed to design somewhat modified procedures to ensure that the ceasefire is observed, and that's what has been going on for the past several days. We are now currently, as a mission, reviewing the logistics, reviewing what number of observers would be required to comply with this new kind of verification. And we will be presenting shortly our recommendations to New York headquarters. And hopefully, we'll get ultimately the green light from the Security Council to carry out this new activity.